Good morning with Doug and Kim.
29 minutes past the hour with your family-friendly morning show with special guest, pastor and parent Chris Williamson. We are talking about racial reconciliation, kind of spurred on by some things that have been happening at schools. Racial graffiti, hate crime acts, nooses that are being put in bathrooms. And we're talking about how we can solve that, how we can walk through that, and what we can do to eradicate this problem and to move even further. We appreciate your comments at 1-800-826-3637. Kim?
I was calling to comment on his, the pastor's statement that the prejudice starts at home. It doesn't always start at home. Our family is made up of many different races. We have some Filipino in our family. We have some African-American in our family. And my children have been raised that race makes no difference, and yet I have one son who's in high school who has learned racism from school because of the discrimination that he has encountered at school, and he is white. But he has encountered so much racial discrimination from the black students at school that he has had his own opinion of blacks, and it's based entirely on what he's learned from them. So I think we underestimate the damage that can be done from discrimination from the other races toward white students.
But I believe the point is that you're raising your children in a multi-ethnic home. And so there are kids coming from other homes who are being taught certain things at home. And so they're sharing their views at school, which unfortunately your child, you know, experienced that venom. But you have taught your child truth. And so your child will live a life of truth and acceptance, whether or not he or she is accepted or not. So, yes, it comes both ways. I hope in no way you heard that I was saying that black people are removed from the sin of racism. I hope that's not what you heard me say, because it's in everyone's heart, including yours and mine. So
it's such a shame because these kids could do so much together.
That's what we're trying to do, is to try to bring about and have a conversation about this.
And I think that parents, you know, we as parents have a real responsibility to engage in conversation. I think there's so many places where we get stuck. You know, it's just kind of like justification. Well, this person does, you know, it's almost like we all go back to kindergarten going, well, he did it to me, so that's where we're going to stop. Instead of having dialogue with our family and saying, you know, this is wrong, to, like you said earlier, identifying it, and then do the hard work of communicating and having the dialogues and talking.
Yes. And when I'm talking in a secular environment, that's one thing. But since this is a Christian radio station, sometimes it's tougher talking to Christians and to churches about the issues of race, racism, racial reconciliation, because like many in the world, the church wants to sweep it under the carpet as well and not deal with it or see the elephant in the room until they trip over it. And so when the church has a cold, the culture has pneumonia. And so I think we need to go back as the body of Christ and really deal with this. But not many people deal with this in the body of Christ, which is why we're not well equipped to be able to have true solutions, not only in word, but even in our lifestyle concerning race and racial reconciliation matters. We're just as isolated as the world. And what Dr. King said many, many years ago is still true, that 11 o'clock on Sunday morning is still the most segregated hour in America. So when you look at where we live, where we go to church, where we shop, where we go for medical attention, our lives are still very much segregated today, as much as they were back when segregation was legalized. So I don't know where to go. We just have to keep preaching the gospel, which Jesus' words were that his will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And we know that in heaven there is a multi-ethnic, multicultural city there. So there will just probably be a few that will get it. But God has always moved with a remnant. And when you look at the ministry of Jesus, he saved many of his harshest words for the religious crowd. So I think there comes a time where many of our pastors need to be rebuked on this, black and white, Hispanic, Korean, who stay isolated within their own people group, who have even used the Bible as a means to promote and continue to keep a ministry of hate going on, of fear and prejudice. Some do it intentionally, some do it unintentionally. Even when you look at some of the Sunday school curriculum and you look at these white caricatures of Jesus and the disciples, we're sending subliminal messages that Christianity is for one people group and not for everyone. And so we have to own our mistakes. We have to own where we have gone wrong. We have to look at history. Even as Daniel, a lot of people say, well, I didn't have anything to do with it. I didn't own slaves. I didn't. Well, a lot of us are benefiting from the system of slavery, and a lot of us are still hurting from the system of slavery, even though it was abolished 100 years ago. When Daniel was confronted with where his people were, he confessed the sins of his people. And Daniel was a righteous man. So although he didn't do the sins himself, he confessed the sins of his people that led to him even being in captivity. So I think there is some wisdom in saying, although I didn't commit those sins, I see that we're in a tough place as a country, if we really look at it, to say, man, I confess the sins of my forefathers and repent, whether you're black, whether you're white. And I think that's some of the beginning of moving on. Like right now in Congress, they're talking about an apology for slavery. And I'm like, wow, you know, that was 1863 when the Emancipation Proclamation came out, and there still hasn't been a formal apology. Why not? And so I think when you unearth that, when you look at that, it just shows that, again, we're not as far along as we would like to think we are. And this sin of racism, which is in everyone's heart, we don't like to see. But I have confidence in the Bible, where it says that where sin abounds, grace superabounds. And although my heart may condemn me, God is greater than my heart of condemnation. So this is the gospel. The gospel is for messy people and messy situations. And I want to see our gospel have some power to it. And until we can come together across racial, ethnic, social, economic lines, then our gospel is weak. It's weak.
Yes. There's the challenge. Pastor Chris Williamson, our guest. We've got more coming up.